Michael Avery with Classic Business.
In order to grow the agri sector in the country and pave the way for new entrants that will hopefully go some way to ameliorate the demand from some quarters for land, one of the major infrastructural bottlenecks is grain storage, and we see some major technology advancements in the space as well. Now, the storage of grain features in both the Fetsa Tlala and AgriParks programs of government, and there was a major announcement by AFGRI in the space today. It's a real pleasure to welcome Group CEO Chris Venter. Evening, Chris.
Evening, Michael.
Now, you lifted the lid on the creation of a strategic grain storage platform in collaboration with a consortium of institution investors, the likes of Stanlib and its infrastructure investments, Wiphold and the Land Bank. And it's really all about enabling the growth of grain storage capacity in the country and on the continent. And that all bodes well for food security in the region. But the background to the deal actually goes back to 2011, when your debtors book to the Land Bank was offloaded. How did that till the soil for this deal?
I think, Michael, what we've done and what we learned there is that it helped us to use, you know, the benefits of both parties and the strength of both parties. In the case of Land Bank, obviously the balance sheet and, you know, technical support, and on our side, the farmer management and engagement. And it allowed us to grow our debtors book from around about 1.8 billion to where it sits today, around about 13 billion rand. We're following the same approach. We're basically saying that we need to expand. We see the benefit of expanding the storage assets and the volumes over time, and therefore we need good partners that can assist us in achieving it.
Now, how exactly is this deal structured? Just tell me a little bit more about what the goals and objectives are through this transaction.
So the first of all, I mean, the focus was to team up with strong partners, and we are very happy with the partners that we were able to get around the table. So to have Wiphold and Stand Up and Land Bank around us is a major achievement for us. Secondly, it was all about the future, in the sense of how do we position a storage growth platform in the future, potentially taking our own storage capacity from 4.7 million tons to 6 million tons. So that's the second objective. And for that, you need capital. You need ongoing capital. And these partners are willing to do that. And then thirdly, it also helped us in terms of our strategic approach to line up with financial services. As you know, we have bought the South African Bank of Athens. And the storage and the financial services actually ties very closely into one another, where we can support a farmer, being small or big for a commercial farmer, the moment that we have his produce under control and under management. And this ties into our financial services offering as well.
Now, if you look at the silo market, for those who might not be familiar with silos, they're obviously highly capital intensive in the build process, perhaps not so much in the operation phase. But we do see new technologies and new improvements being made that will enable the grain, for example, to be kept at optimum moisture or temperature levels. And that means it's better suited to the millers and the bakers. And you can then charge a good deal more for that end product here. Just talk to me about your current silo inventory, and specifically what your capacity utilization is across your network of silos.
It really depends. We measure our storage utilization volumes over the year, and we generally get over 100% utilization. Now, obviously, we have imported product as well going through our silos, so that effectively means it's product coming in and out, so you turn the product in the silo during the year. We do have areas where the production has decreased, so you don't necessarily have the full utilization. And then we have other areas where we've seen substantial increases over the last 20-25 years as a result of technology and yield increase. And you do see that. From a storage operating point of view, the exciting part for us is that we will have an evergreen management agreement from a pure AFGRI operations point of view. So, it will always be managed by AFGRI, and it will always, we will always have the engagement with the farmer. But it does mean that we need to increase the technology at the site, making sure that we can offload and receive product as quickly as possible.
Because in the release you say you've got currently 4.7 million tons of storage footprint, and you're hoping to increase that to around 6 million tons. 3.6 billion rand is the number on the table. How is that split between retrofitting your existing silos with that new technology and building new silos? And talk about where those new silos might be built.
We see opportunities in the Eastern Cape. I do also want to mention that You know, we might also venture into other produce, you know, making sure that we can service our farmers. A lot of our farmers also do citrus in the Mpumalanga area. So there are opportunities for us that we discussed with the investors to do that. The 3.6 billion is currently, as Crystal fit with a substantial portion of that, and Whipple, the other two investors are very equal in terms of their shareholding, Whipple around about 25%. So it is a good opportunity for all of them to take it forward. I think for us, it's really making sure that we can spread that investment that we extract from that across the financial services platform and across potential, you know, infrastructure, but also in terms of our food processing. So the intention is really to spread that investment across the group.
In a number of years, if one looks at it, Chris, they're likely only going to be a handful or so of the old sort of agri co-ops in the country. You've got Senvest in the northwest. You've got obviously Afgri in the traditionally old Transvaal sort of footprint area. We've got Carp Agri in the Western Cape, VKB in the central, and perhaps maybe to add a fifth, an amalgamation of the smaller ones on the eastern coast in Natal. If you look at the driving forces, and perhaps one of the challenges here, many farmers are now building their own bunkers to store their grain on site to save money. If you're a wealthy farmer, why are you going to spend around 100 rand plus per ton a year storing your crop at an AFGRI or a Senvez, which means you, as the commercial silo operators, really have to sweeten the deal by adding that tech, and that comes with logistics and supply chain and the drying and optimization tech. How much will all of this cost?
I can't necessarily quantify a number for you, Mike. What I can say to you, I think there's a big focus from an AFGRI point of view to ensure the experience for the farmer at the site is, is the best he can get. I think, technology around, just simple things like receiving WhatsApp when they do the delivery, or, being able to go onto a banking site where they can manage their grain in the silo, So we have developed a lot of technology already and digital technology for the farmer to be able to manage his grain, but not only that, also to link that to his electronic transfers, in terms of payments. So it's really just not just storage anymore. And I think in time to come, storage will just become a part of the process for the farmer. And what we intend doing is keep on developing that experience for him so that when he leaves his product at the silo or when he put it into the silo, we can expand on that and we can give him other products that he can use on farm that's beneficial to his experience.
Well, absolutely, Chris. I mean, if you look at your strategy, you announced towards the end of last year the partnership with Transnet in upgrading our agri ports. It's another key part of the value chain, and you are playing now in the financial services space a lot more with the Bank of Athens deal. So one can see this strategy of vertically integrating to provide your end customer, the farmer, a sort of seamless cradle-to-grave service.
Absolutely. And what you want him to do is experience that at the least possible cost to him and the best experience that he can ever receive from any competitor.
Chris, always a pleasure chatting. Congrats on another landmark transaction, and I'm sure we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Take care.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. All the best.
That was AFGRI Group CEO Chris Venter here on Classic Business.